I wasn't completely finished with Trinity. Let me go and finish it. This is God. This is Jesus. And this is the Holy Spirit. So God equal to Jesus. Jesus equal to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit equal to God. Okay? Second one. This is God. Jesus. Holy Spirit. So God is not equal to Jesus. Jesus is not equal to the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit and God is not equal. So which one is the right one? What's that? The left one. God equal to Jesus, Jesus equal to Holy Spirit. Is that it? So how many of you, you have to raise your hand either way, okay? How many of you feel this one is the right one? Raise your hands. Okay. How many of you feel that this one is the right one? Okay. If this one is the right one, and when our Lord Jesus Christ say, no one, no, except the Father, not even the Son. Is he equal to God? If he is equal to God, why say no one knows, not even the Son? You understand? If Jesus is equal to God in every way, then when Jesus said, no one knows except the Father, not even the Son, why, yes? Yes, yeah, so what does that mean? Yes, exactly. But so which one is right? Yes, both is right. This is why when you talk to Trinitarians, you're so confused, right? Because they also say something like this, but it's like, they sound exactly like what we believe. But why they say they are wrong? Here, in what context that is right? What's that? Huh? Yes, what does that mean? Yes! This one is correct. It's under time and space. Okay? Do you understand? Please, ask questions if you don't understand. This is correct under time and space only. Why? Because when our Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh, this means he has fleshy body, he's hungry, he's thirsty. Does God get thirsty? Does God get hungry? Of course not. But when he incarnate himself, that means carne means what? Huh? Flesh. Right? Carne means flesh. Okay? So when he incarnate himself into flesh, and because he's in the flesh, under time and space, he cannot equal to be all this. Why? Because God does not get hungry. God does not get thirsty. But here, in what context this one is right? Yes, beyond. Okay? Okay, this beyond time and space. Why? Before Jesus incarnate, who was he? God, yes. After our Lord Jesus Christ died, who is Jesus? He's God. Okay, he's God. So under time and space, God does not equal to Jesus. Jesus is not equal to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not equal to God. Under time and space only. For how many years? 33 years. That is it. So that's why when you and I die, when you and I die, go to eternal life, is that under time and space or beyond time and space? Beyond time and space. And then you can see, then God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit is what? Is one. Because Jesus, actually, when you go to eternal life, okay, All you see is Jesus. And Jesus is what? God. That's it. You only see one. Okay? Yes, you have a question. Yes, but what we're saying here, overall, okay, because the Holy Spirit here, okay, because the Holy Spirit right here with us is different, is function different, okay? Because the Holy Spirit we're talking about is what? The Holy Spirit here, what is its function? The function of the Holy Spirit here, as you and I have now. What is the function of the Holy Spirit? What is that? Yes, to allow us to communicate with God, and then what else? What's that? Yes, to guide us. Yes, what else? Huh? Watch over us, did you say that? Yes, what else? What did you say? Conscience, what's that mean? Yeah, maybe that's to guide us, right? We always have, all, already have conscience, right? But to guide us, right? To comfort us, to help us, all those things. When you and I go to eternal life, do we need the Holy Spirit? Huh? No, we don't. You understand? The Holy Spirit is what? The Holy Spirit only comes now. Why? Because they give us salvation. To guide us. When we go to eternal life, why do we need the Holy Spirit? God is everything. You understand? Okay? Please raise your hands if you don't understand. So that's why the Trinitarians, the problem that they have, they cannot transcend beyond time and space. So they will bring this also up to eternal. But you cannot. This can only stay under time and space. So that's why for other denominations, when you die, you go to eternal life, you will see God the Father, God the Son, and you know, a Holy Spirit. But for us, that only exists under time and space. Beyond time and space, Jesus is God. Anybody confused? Is it simple? Yes, actually it's very simple. Don't make it complicated. That's why I said, when Jesus said, before Abraham was I am, right? Is this one or that one? Yes, this one. When, you know, when it's in the beginning, right, God created everything through Jesus, right? Through Jesus, or through the Word. Which one? Huh? It's this one. You understand? Any other question or thought? This is a very simple concept, but it's very important to your faith. Because there's only one true God. And that is Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question, right? Just a quick question. Use your logic. I don't need to think too much. If Satan itself exists, what does that mean about Satan? If Satan itself exists, what does that mean about Satan? Huh? If Satan itself exists, what does that mean about Satan? Huh? Okay. If Satan itself exists, what does that mean about Satan? Huh? I'm sorry? Yes, he's God himself. You understand? If yourself exists, if you self-exist and you're like, oh, you self-exist, but you can destroy him. No. If you self-exist from the beginning, you cannot destroy it, right? So that's why Satan cannot be self-exist. But did God create Satan? No. What did he create? What's that? I'm sorry. He created what? Yes, he created Lucifer, right? Was he in the beginning was bad? Was he bad in the beginning? No. Why? What was his problem? Yes. Did God create sinful Adam and Eve? No. He created everything and he said it was good. Then what happened to Adam and Eve? They sinned, right? And why did they sin? Because of what? Huh? Disobedient, but why did they were disobedient? Because of what? Huh? Yeah, they were deceived. They disciplined. But what was their problem? Why did she partake the fruit? Pride. Do you understand? That's why you have to be very careful, right? Because pride, if pride can bring Satan down, it also can bring you down. If pride can, bring Adam and Eve down, also can bring you down. Pride is a very big deal. When you get older, you're on council and things like that, right? You have to make sure. During council meetings, stuff like that, yeah, you share your opinion, you share your ideas, right? But you leave it there. You don't have to force yourself. Why? Because, oh, I make $300,000 a year, everybody should listen to me, right? I have my PhD, everybody should listen to me. No. This is God's church. You have to remember this, young brothers and sisters. It's very important. Because when you always insist in your way, even as a minister, when I'm in council meetings, stuff like that, I just give my opinion and my ideas. If the council vote against me, what should I do? I'll be like Joshua and Caleb. I'll walk the wilderness for 40 years. It's okay. Why? Because, but you must say something. You cannot say nothing if you have opinions, especially when it comes to the truth. But actually, when it comes to the truth, you got to fight till you die. But make sure you fight for the truth, not something else, right? Because sometimes we mix what is truth and what is not truth, okay? So that's why don't go around and say, oh, Satan self-exists. No. If he self-exists, he's God himself. And don't go around and say that Satan, God created Satan. No. God cannot create anything that is bad, but he gives free will. And for sure, he gave Lucifer free will too, right? Do you understand? Just like for you and I too. God gave us this free will. We choose to do good or we choose to do bad. Just like for Joshua, right? Toward the end of his ministry, just say what? You know, as for me, for in my house, I will serve the Lord. But for you guys, if you want to worship God with me and my family, it's fine. If you want to worship the foreign God, you go ahead. It's your choice. And that is life, brothers and sisters. That's why it's so important. You must continue to read the Word of God. You must continue to pray. Why? Because the choice that you will make when you pray and read a lot is according to God's will. But if you don't, if you be deceived by the evil one, the choice that you make will be contrary to God's choice, just like Adam and Eve. Okay? Any question, any thought before we go to depression? Please, this is very simple. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it complicated. This only exists under time and space. That is it. Beyond time and space, Jesus is God. Okay? The only reason why Jesus cannot be equal to God and Holy Spirit, why? Yeah, because he's in the flesh, you understand? Just like you and me. You're confined in the flesh. You're confined under time and space. When you come under time and space, you have to live under time and space. For example, I mean, of course, God can stop time, right? God can do that. For example, Joshua fighting against his enemy, right? And then the sun's going to go down. But God wants to keep the sun up. Why? So he can kill more enemies, right? That's God's choice. Yes? Yes, yes. Okay, you hear that question? So Trinity, three in one, only exists under time and space. This is it. Okay? Beyond time and space, there's no such thing because Jesus is God. God is Jesus. Okay? Of course, there's also God's Spirit. But don't think God's Spirit is the same thing as the promised Holy Spirit you and I have nowadays. For example, in the Old Testament, did they have the Spirit of God in the Old Testament? Yes. Is it the same thing as the promised Holy Spirit? No. It's different. Because one thing that is separate the promised Holy Spirit is what? What? One word that is separate from the Spirit, promised Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Old Testament. What one word? Begin with an I. M. D. W. Yes, indwelling. Indwelling, right? Old Testament, actually, Old Testament. The Spirit can't upon you, just leave, right? Why? Because it's to fulfill his purpose. But New Testament is indwelling and live with us forever, abide with us forever. Unless you commit sin, and then it's not forever, right? Okay, any thought, any question on this? Yes, oh. Yes. Yes. Can he walk through walls? No, he cannot. When did he walk through walls? When? Huh? When did he walk through walls, right? The disciples gang together and then he walked through walls. When was that? Yes, when he died and all, he even glorified already, right? He's no longer in the flesh. His body already formed into incorruptible body. Right? So it's just like Sister Annie said, don't go around, we believe in Trinity. No. But even Trinity is to what? Trinity, what is their original goal to do what? Yes, prove one true God. So for us, we just say one true God because it's biblical. Okay? Yes. Yes, actually, the Holy Spirit is the same thing as God. Because when you talk about the Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of who? God and the Son. But when we talk about promised Holy Spirit, right? Because when you talk about Holy Spirit, you must define it. God is Spirit, and that Spirit, of course, it transcends everything. But there's a Holy Spirit that God gives us is for His purpose, for salvation, indwelling, to help us, comfort us. Can God speak in the Old Testament like that too? It does not seal, first it's not indwelling. It does not seal salvation. Do you understand? It does not seal salvation. Any other question on this? So don't make it complicated. You just make it very simple. The only reason why here that Jesus, remember, Jesus God Himself. But the only reason He cannot be equal to God at this point, because He's in flesh, that's all it is. But He's God Himself. Okay? Because if you're in flesh, there's no way you can do all the things that you do as God. And that's why if Jesus come down in the flesh, and then He can do whatever, He do exactly what He can, just like God, right? Then, okay, let's go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews.
chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren. So who are they talking about, God or Jesus? Huh? Actually, they're talking about Jesus. Don't get mixed up that Jesus is not God. You understand? Jesus is always God at any time. But when he incarnate, because of flesh, he's limited. Because of flesh. And that's why he's here in verse 17. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful. Why does it say he must be merciful and faithful? Why would they say that? Why did our Lord Christ come down in the flesh? First, could Jesus sin? Jesus, can he sin? Yes, he can. If he cannot sin, and then Satan go and what? And tempt him. Oh yeah, if you turn this bread, turn this stone into bread, right? If he cannot sin, why would Satan do it? And then Jesus pretending? No. Jesus overcame sin. What does that mean, overcame sin? When he overcame sin, what does that mean? Then what does it tell us? Yes, he's capable of sinning. If you have no problem, if you cannot sin, why can you? How can you overcome sin? No, when you're in the flesh, and that's why God, in spirit, he can never sin. He cannot sin. He's not capable to sin. But in the flesh, and that's why I say here, look. Therefore, he all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make appropriation for the sins of the people. This is the reason why. So don't, what happened when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? And he's like, oh, you know, he was so bitter, right? He's like, God, please, right? Take this bitter cup away from me. Is he faking? Was he faking it? No, it was real. It was real. But we praise and thank God that our Lord Jesus Christ overcame everything for us. Why for us? Yes. Yes, instead of function, right? So when we say, but you have to transcend. For example, if you say, Jesus is equal to God, right? When we say Jesus equal to God, what are we talking about? Under time and space or beyond time and space? Huh? Beyond. It cannot be both. Because if he's both, this means his flesh cannot be there. Yes? What is another name of God? Like what? Jehovah? No, actually, a lot of course, when we say the name, right, because, for example, God, right, he's an almighty God. Is that his name? No. Name, right, name. How many of you, your name is almighty? Right? No, name, right? Of course, when you're talking about Almighty God, it describes who he is, right? Of course, you can call his name too, right? He's the God of something, right? He's the God of this, but that's not his name. But actually, his name is Jesus, right? It's Jesus. That's his name. Yes. Yes, that's the one, right? Yeah, but actually, they don't even know what his name is. Back then, they never say his name, right? Because they're not holy enough, right? So that's why his name, we know now, is Jesus. That is his name. Okay? Let's continue to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And this is the reason why. If God did not come into the flesh, there's no way that he can be tempted. There's no way. There's no way that Satan will try to tempt him. There's no way that he's hungry. There's no way that he's thirsty and all those things. But remember, Jesus is God. He's only limited when he incarnate into flesh, but he's still God. Do you understand? Okay, let me give you an example, okay? When I go to work, right? When I go to work, and even though, of course, I'm not a good example because I'm a pastor in the church, but, okay, just pretend if I go to work, right? If I go to work as a chef, right, as a chef, then I go there, I dress as a chef, and everybody know me as Chef Voody, right? Am I the same person when I'm at home, when I'm at church? Am I the same person? Huh? Yes, I'm the same Voody. But you know, but I'm limited, right? I'm limited. When I go cooking, I'm not going to preach the gospel. Right? If I'm a chef, I go there, I just do my chefy thing, right? That's it. But I'm still Voody. So Jesus is always God. It doesn't matter under time and space or not. But because under time and space, it's limited because he's in flesh. That's all it is. Okay? That's why he bleeds. Can God bleed? No. Can God feel suffering? No. That's a God that is the Almighty God beyond time and space. That is a God in spirit. Okay, that is a God in spirit. Okay? Any other questions? You know, this kind of stuff, the reason I bring it up, don't let people deceive you. That's the whole point. Sometimes people talk so many things, but for us, we just know very simple. Jesus is God. Jesus is God, no matter what. But the reason I share with you why some people say, look, why does Jesus need to pray to the Father? Why? He's faking it, right? No, he's not faking it. He's really praying to the Father. Why? Why is he praying to the Father? Huh? I'm sorry? Yes, because he's in flesh. He feels the pain. Why would he say, Father, please take this bitter cup away from me? He's faking it. No, he meant it. Because he's in the flesh. But of course, for us, we just feel, how can you be at two places at the same time, right? But he is God. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. But he come in the form of a man like you and me, just like you and I. And that's why he's limited during that time. But he's God. But he's God. Okay? Actually, there's a really famous king in Cambodia. I think King Jaraman. I forgot the number. Jaraman something, right? But he's a very famous king because every single year, like they didn't know until way later. Every single year, he would dress just like a normal person. He has no bodyguard. He has nothing. He could go out his castle. He walk among the people. And he would just do survey, what the people need, what the village need, right? What they do, this, that, right? But no one know that he was the king. So when he go out of his palace, you think he's limited? Yes. It's very dangerous for him. Because he has no bodyguard. He has nobody protecting him. He's just like a common person. If someone just happened to kill him, he'd be dead. But he did that for so many years, and then people found out. Like, how do the kings know exactly what we need? Then they realize, actually, the king, the person that's walking around all those years, he's the same one that is the king. Right? He's the king. So that's why then the king knows exactly what the people needs, right? What the people needs and everything like that. So God, he tell us, look, I know how you feel. The suffering, the pain you go through. Why? Because I went through it myself. But even though I went through it myself, I overcame sin. You also can do the same thing through God's Spirit. Just like Jesus Christ overcome sin. Why? Because also through God's Spirit. Okay. So that is the hope that you and I have. If he come down as God, and then God, you say you overcome sin, but you don't take no efforts. Why you need to, you know, you're Almighty God. Of course you can overcome sin. When you're in the flesh, actually, that is different. He's limited to the flesh. Okay? And that's why, of course, when he performed miracles and signs and stuff like that, he always asked the Father, right? He always asked the Father. And you and I, the same thing too. We ask the Father too. When we want to things to happen in our lives and we want God to help us, we ask the Father too. Of course, he set us a great example, not because he's faking it. He really went through, just like in the book of Hebrews, he is limited. He made just like you and me. But never forget, he is God. He is God in form of flesh. That's why a lot of people, you know, of course, people who say that when they go to if you die and you go to heaven, right? You see the Father, you see the Son, and you see the Holy Spirit when you die. So what they saying about Jesus? He's only the Son. You understand? Even though he's equal to God, but he's only the Son. No, 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 no. Jesus is God himself. You have to know that. Jesus is God himself. He's not the Son. He only the Son when? When was only the Son? 33 years in flesh. That's the time he's the Son. Before that, he's God. After that, he's God. Okay? All right. Any other questions? Yes, sister. Remember the diagram I showed you, the PowerPoint? Up on top, beyond time and space, God is spirit, right? It goes through all. There's no beginning, there's no end. He's eternal. God is spirit and he's eternal. Okay? Okay. Let's go to a depression. Okay. What's some of the things that cause depressions? Yeah, please move back. What some of the things that causes depressions? Yes.
Physical or emotional abuse.
Maybe physically, emotional abuse, and that's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Yes. What else? Yes. Guilt. Yes. Also guilt, right? Guilt. What else? Yes.
Loneliness.
For sure, loneliness will make a person become very depressed. Right? Depressed. What else?
Environment.
What kind of environment are you talking about? Like a dark environment, right? So what state has the most, the highest rate of depression? Huh? Hawaii. How can Hawaii be the... You know, in Hawaii, even though they eat very bad food and stuff, right? They live 5 to 6 years longer than the mainland people. Even though they're all fat and stuff. Why? You know why? Because they're very joyful all the time. They have very less stress more than we do. In the mainland, everybody is stressed out. Over there in Hawaii, everybody's just chilling, right? They do everything, right? You know about what is it? Matthias, help me out. The Shaka, you know about the Shaka, right? The origin of Shaka, right? So the bus driver, he doesn't have his three fingers in the middle. So he tell me go like this, right? That's a Shaka. That's so when you go to Hawaii, you know why they come up with this, right? There's a bus driver, no middle three fingers. So it's like this. Okay. So what else? What else? Yes.
Lack of
self-confidence. How do you know so much about depression? You went through it. Oh, thank God that you're here. Relapsed 3 times. Well, you're still so young, brother. But thank God you're here. Yes. What else? What else? Other brothers. Other sisters. Other sisters. Yeah, go ahead. Eileen, go ahead. Lack of love, yes. Lack of love. What else? Yes.
Abuse,
yeah. Someone say abuse earlier. Did someone say abuse earlier? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Seattle, right? Yeah. They're always raining over there. No, really, they have seasonal depression also. Actually, if you go to a place, always raining, it's very dreary and stuff like that, you become depressed very easily. Thank God, God gives us sunshine. Yes. Okay, let's go to it. We don't have that much time. Other illness can bring on depression. Stroke, some cancers, diabetes, Parkinson's disease, hormonal disorder, right? So we're talking about this. See, these are some of the things that causes depressions. That's why, actually, when people have cancer and things like that, of course, it's a very traumatic event for any one of us to go through. So quite often, if we don't deal it correctly, we become very depressed. And this depression will, cause us to not to fight too well against cancer. So it's like a catch-22, right? Because if you have cancer and things like that, it's good. You need to be very positive. You need to be very energetic and this and that. But if you feel depressed while you're having cancer, then it's a double whammy, right? It's not good. Some medication cause depressive symptom as side effect, right? Certain drugs used to treat high blood pressure and arthritis, right? So medication also can cause depression too. So that's why it's very important, if you have some kind of depression and stuff like that, of course, I'm not saying that you should not go to the psychiatrist, right, or get medication. I'm not saying that. But actually do your best. Of course, it's according to your own faith, right? But do your best to pray to God, right? Because God knows us best. To pray to God, to ask Him to help us and things like that. And for sure, we pray with such faith, God will help us. But even we go to a psychiatrist and they give us medication, and through the medication, we also feel better. But you get to give God the glory. Right? You give God the glory. Of course, some people believe that you shouldn't take any kind of medicine, things like that. No, that's not true. Why? Because for me, quite often, because I like to be active and stuff a lot, so if I don't eat a lot of protein through the week, I feel very sick. And I feel very weak. So what do I need to do? Eat protein, right? Just like a lot of us, that we don't get enough nutrition to our body. You know why nowadays people are so overweight? You know why? What's that? Okay, not enough exercise, that's true. McDonald's, yes, that's true. But more importantly, that all the food that we eat outside, there's not too much nutrition in it. So when you eat the food, there's not enough nutrition. Even you eat and eat, you still feel hungry, right? But all the food is very unhealthy. So the more food you eat, the more you feel like, why I'm still hungry, this and that. But it's your body craving for the right nutrition. That's why it's important, right, to eat very healthy. And if you're not healthy, of course, depression also comes to play. So let's go back to medication. Medication quite often, there's some kind of chemical imbalance in our brain. As simple as that, you lack a protein. As simple as you lack a vitamin C. So, but of course, you need to be very cautious because the risk is much higher for psychiatric meds because they have a lot of side effects. So for me, myself, I always try my best not to take any kind of medication, things like that at all. Even though quite often I have migraine, and I always try my best not to take anything. Why? Because if I take too much of those medication, stuff like that, and then, of course, it wouldn't be good for my body. Whatever medication you're on, unless it's all like natural herbs, like from Chinese, medicine, stuff like that, but everything else always have side effect. Right? Always have side effect. So you remember that. But at the same time, do not say, oh, Pastor Buddha say you should not go to a doctor. No. If you need to go to a doctor, you go to a doctor. If you need to go see a psychiatrist, you go see a psychiatrist. But what's better is for you not to go and see the psychiatrist, but pray with faith. But you do everything according to your own faith. It's very important. Okay? But of course, there are certain things. For example, if kids have some kind of behavioral situation, right? Maybe sometime a kid gets traumatized by an event. For example, they see a person get hit by a car, so they're very traumatized. So this kind of stuff, I always encourage, let them go talk to a professional. Why? Because that is called behavioral therapy. You go there and they talk to you what happened in the accident and try to bring you out of it. That's all it is. It's nothing has to do with, you know, you are like, you know, you have some kind of psychotic breakdown, things like that. No. Because quite often when you have a traumatic event, it's embedded in your head, in your brain, and you can see it all the time. So when people talk you out of it, then you feel better. So that's why with behavioral therapy, for example, if you're afraid of flying, if you have, I'm talking about really phobia of flying, you also go to see a behavioral therapist. Why? Because when you go see a behavioral therapist, first, when a person has phobia of airplane, let's not talk about airplane, let's talk about snake. Okay, I have phobia of snake, I hate snakes. I love animals, but I hate snakes. So even I see pictures of snakes, I get all sweaty, right? Because even it's a picture, but I see the snake, all the things that's going through my mind about snakes. So if I go to behavioral therapist, they would have, first thing they want to help me with is that I must be able to see a picture of a snake. So if I see a picture of a snake, and then of course how I feel, you talk it out and things like that. What is the next step? What is the next step? Not yet. Right? Pictures, after picture, they bring a live snake, that person will have a heart attack. Huh? Maybe you watch videos, right? Watch videos of snakes. You know, video of snake is those who have phobia. It's not good. Right? It's not good. So little by little, of course, they can watch video of snakes. So after a while, they feel no anxiety while watching it. And then the next step is what? Yeah. And next one is just take them to see a snake, right? But make sure that snake, the first one, whatever, you know, not too big and stuff like that, right? Okay. Of course, people who have phobia of snake, it doesn't mean that they're afraid of big snakes. Sometimes they're afraid of small snakes. Because there's a lot of imagination going in their mind, what the snakes can do to you, right? Can do to you. So that's why when we come to behavioral therapy, actually quite often it's very positive because they don't use anything else, because later on we're going to talk about treatment, right? They don't use anything else besides talking and altering your behavior. By doing this, then your mind can have a different outlook and different things. Before you feel that snake is so dangerous, but actually not all snakes are dangerous. There's some snakes, they just got garden snake. It's fine. For me, even now, I just hate snakes. Even garden snakes, I usually don't kill animals, but if they see a snake, I have no mercy on it, right? No mercy on it. And I don't even kill a cockroach. I wouldn't kill cockroach. That's how I am, right? But when it comes to snake, I have no mercy because I have phobia of it, right? Scared of it, okay? So, let's go. Genetic and family history. Okay, depression runs in family, and it's true. It's true. And also, if your mother conceived you, and during that 9 months of pregnancy, that you're in her womb, if she's always sad, if she's always full of anxiety, and then most likely when you are born, you also will feel exactly the same thing. Why? Why do you think that is? Why? What's that? Yes. So what happened, of course, the mother is connected to the fetus, right? They're connected. So whatever mother thinks and things like that also will send a chemical into also the baby. So that's why for, you know, for us, when if you're mothers, sisters, one day, the best thing to do is what? Read the Bible and pray and sing hymns. It's very important. You do that for your baby. Not only that, the baby is born, he is calm, always relaxing, right? It's true. I have one coworker. She's also a Christian, and she usually played pop music when she was pregnant. So she played all the time, and she liked to listen. She would dance and stuff like that. So when the baby was born, only a couple months old, when the baby heard the music, guess what? He's in his crib like this, right? Because there's a kind of familiarity that he heard when he was in the mother's womb. So he would be dancing now. I'm sure he's all dancing all the time, right? So that's why it's important as sisters, do your best not to be sad, not to be depressed, not to yelling and screaming during your pregnancy, because it will affect your children. And brothers, when you have wife, when you get older, if your wife wants something during the pregnancy, go and get it, right? Sometimes they drive an hour to get something, go and do it. Why? Not only for the sake of yourself, also for your kids. No, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but no, when your wife needs some, don't yell at your wife, right? And don't scream at them, and you know, don't make them feel depressed. Why? Because the kids come out, they can have a lot of problems. So things like this that we need to learn, and you guys can really, instead of playing video games up too much, you go on the internet and read up all these things. So you can be a better husband in the future, you can be a better wife in the future, right? But, if, you know, of course, we always can pray and read God's word, but there's a lot of basic things that you and I also can do as human beings, right? To learn more about human behavior. Like, you know, what do my wife going to, you know, what's her emotion going to be like when she is pregnant, right? What happens if she's always crying? What happens if she's always, you know, upset? What happened to the babies in her stomach? That kind of stuff is good to know, right? It's good to know. And if we don't, you know, do the kind of stuff, and then when we're always fighting, arguing, and stuff like that, then the kids grow up to be someone who's very depressed, to be someone very depressed. Okay? Okay, a couple more minutes. Some people probably have a biological makeup that makes them particularly vulnerable. And that is true. It's true. Just like I said, you know, all of us, when we are born, we have a certain weaknesses that's inside. It's just like in the gene, right? Sometimes when we are born, some of us, you know, we're only 5 feet tall, and that's it. It's 5 feet tall. I mean, there's some people that are born, all the family is all tall. Like the sister Mikioi in Hawaii, right? And pretty much she has an uncle who's 6'11". And her brother is 6'4", her dad is 6'3". So when they came to my house in San Jose, only three of them, they make the place look so small. Of course, they are huge, they are big, you know, they're big and tall, right? But all the family like that, all the cousins, they're always 6 feet tall. They're just big people, right? And it's the same thing. Some of us were born with, you know, the makeup that make us particularly vulnerable to depression. But, you know, I mean, of course, hopefully tomorrow we'll go to, you know, how can we overcome it? Everything is through Jesus. It doesn't matter what you have, or this and that. It doesn't matter. Jesus can help everything. So always keep that in mind, right? Keep that in mind, okay? Life events, such as death of loved ones, divorce, moving to a new place, money problems, or any sort of loss can be linked to depression. People without relatives or friends to help have even more difficulty coping with their losses. And it's very true, right? Very true. And that's why quite often, especially for children, you know, younger than you and also your age, when you lose someone that you love, right? You lose someone that you love, just like your mother, your father, maybe your grandparents, it's very important to have the right way to, a right process to go through your sorrow, go through your sadness, and what they call the bereavement period. Because you go under so much trauma because of the death of your loved one, but by talking to like a therapist, or by talking to someone who knows how to cope with this kind of situation, then you'll be much better off. But if you don't grieve the correct way, you also will have depression in the future. For example, in early years, when the mother, when the baby is born dead, right, a stillborn baby, what they used to do with the baby in early years? What they used to do? They would never ever show the mother the baby. It's too traumatic for them when they see it. What do you think? Is that right or wrong? Huh? Actually, it's wrong. So all this year they realize, so when the mother cannot see their dead baby, in their imagination they always feel that the baby is still alive somewhere. Someone stole them, right? Someone stole them, or they, you know, they're still alive. So all their lives they cannot function normally. Why? Because in their minds they always think that their baby is still alive. But after that they realize, oh, this is a lifelong illness. So now they show the mother the baby, and it's very traumatic. And that particular point is very traumatic, but there's a closure. And a closure that her mind thinking that knows that, yes, my baby is really dead. My baby is really dead. Then, of course, you need to have funeral service and you go through the whole process. If you never show a mother the baby, how would, even a funeral service, you don't see the baby, how, what's inside there, right? She doesn't know. So she imagined many things. So she become, of course, have psychotic breakdown or have some kind of psychotic problem. So that's why the way we treat a certain situation is very important. And how, you know, we go through the process is also very important. So that's why when someone is, you know, we lost a loved one, stuff like that, and we really need to seek the right help. Of course, you should talk to pastors, deacons, deaconess, council members. And of course, you guys can get my phone number, right? My phone number is for everybody. You can call me or you can email me. I don't have Facebook. But you can do all those things now. You can get in touch me anytime, right? But it's very important. Biological treatment. These include electroconvulsive. What's that? Yeah, shock treatment, right? Therapy. Research is also being done to use light for treatment, also treatment of depression. Actually, of course, early years, they use a lot of electroshock and stuff like that. But of course, it damaged the brain. It damaged many, in many different ways. But they feel that those who really severely depressed can be helped by, this electroconvulsive therapy. But of course, they also use light as treatment too. Actually, that's why when we think about light, there's a certain light that make you feel happy. Now that I feel that I'm in Dallas for these many years, all the skies, Dallas has the best sky. Really. We're talking about it's just so beautiful. Why? Because everything is open, right? It's like a desert. So the sky is very open. And I'm sure that's also related to many people happy in Dallas. And Dallas, people, and Texas in general, where I live, people are super, super, super nice. They always say, hi, hello, how you doing? If you go to a store, like 2-3 of them will come out and help you with the grocery and stuff, right? And it's just very nice. But you go back to Boston, no, if you say hi to people in Boston, they think, what's wrong with you? Why are you saying hi to me, right? It's just different mentality. But the clouds or the sky or the light in Dallas is just very beautiful. Yeah, time is up. We'll continue. I'm sorry, I don't have that much more time. No, because I really want to finish answering the Trinity issues and also make sure that you guys are clear about the whole situation. Okay? Let's kneel down and pray together and just give thanks to God.